Stories of Jesus. King Benjamin Teaches His People About Jesus Christ by Diane L. Mangum. From Mosiah chapters 2 and 3 and chapter 4 verses 1 through 3 and verse 8. Families set up tents and unpacked. Children helped their parents look after the animals as crowds grew bigger and bigger. People from all over the land of Zarahemla had come to the temple just as King Benjamin had asked. Row after row of tents faced the temple, filled with families eager to hear what the king was going to say. The righteous king climbed to the top of the tower he had asked to be built next to the temple, so the people could see and hear him. Messengers were ready to write down what King Benjamin said, so they could take his words to the people seated too far away to hear him. The king looked out over his people and began to speak. He told them to open their ears, their hearts, and their minds, so they would be ready to learn about God. He said that his son Mosiah would be the new king of Zarahemla. Then King Benjamin told his people that an angel of God had visited him. The angel said the Lord would come to earth to live among men. He would be called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his mother would be named Mary. The people of Zarahemla listened in amazement as King Benjamin taught that Jesus would work miracles such as healing the sick, raising the dead, and causing the lame to walk and the blind to see. Jesus would atone for the sins of all people. He would suffer so much that blood would come from every pore of his body. Then wicked people would crucify him, and he would rise from the dead on the third day. King Benjamin taught that salvation comes to each of us only through Jesus Christ. People can find eternal happiness if they repent of their sins. If they do not repent, they will find endless misery. King Benjamin told the people of Zarahemla that even though they were living many years before Christ would be born on earth, they could be forgiven of their sins and find joy if they believed in Christ. The people were overcome with what they heard and wanted to repent. As they repented, they were filled with joy and peace. Sidebars. Salvation. Salvation means being saved through the atonement of Jesus Christ from death and from the sadness, guilt, and pain that come when we sin. Every nation and people. King Benjamin prophesied that the time would come when people of every nation and language would know about the Savior Jesus Christ. End of the article. King Benjamin Teaches His People About Jesus Christ by Diane L. Mangum.